This is Lorene Gilbert, President, WealthWise Financial, with another WealthWise moment. Today's topic is understanding the 1099 and K-1 season. We are now fully in tax season, and one of the confusing aspects of this season has to do with the 1099s and K-1s investors receive for their taxable investments. The 1099 form represents investment income, such as interest and dividend income, and the K-1 form represents partnership income. The confusion stems from the fact that 1099 miscellaneous forms from earnings are due by January 31st, but the 1099s from investment income are due to be mailed by February 15th. So if the deadline is February 15th, why do so many investment firms like ours send out their 1099s in March? The reason is that many firms try to reduce errors and the need to mail out corrected versions. Therefore, they request a one-month extension from the IRS. The intention of this request is to avoid amended and reclassified 1099s. The issue for brokerage firms is that they rely upon the mutual fund companies to provide them with 1099 information so that they can consolidate the information and provide you with all the information into one report per account. Certain securities tend to be more susceptible to amended information, such as real estate and commodity investments. Something else to note is that there is no IRS cutoff or deadline for providing corrected 1099 statements. Also, if you're subject to K-1s from partnership distributions, that form due date is the 15th day of the third month after the end of the partnership tax year. For December 31st year end, the due date is March 15th to send out Form 1065B. For a December 31st year end, the due date is March 15th to send out Form 1065B. So the best course of action is to wait until the end of March before finalizing your taxes. And even then, you could be subject to a corrected 1099. This is Lorene Gilbert. For more information, WealthWiseFinancial.com or 949-748-1177.